Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was growing up, I learned many stories of the Bible. However, I regarded them as something to do with the past. I didn't feel how they were relevant to my life, and I didn't even really think about how they might be relevant to God in this day and age. I spent a few years away from church, and then when I returned to church as an adult, I found my attention grabbed by some of those same stories, stories like Moses and the burning bush, stories like Samuel hearing God's call in the middle of the night, stories like the Apostle Peter meeting Jesus by the side of the Sea of Galilee. These are what we refer to as call stories, and they show God reaching out to individuals, in most cases, people who are not worthy, people who are not prepared, but nevertheless, who are being called to some mission for God. When I was coming back to church, these stories seemed alive and full of God's power. And they also described what I was beginning to suspect was happening to me. God was calling me back to the church, and God had some service in mind for me. And I was afraid about it. I was reluctant about it, and yet I could not deny that inexorable sense of God tugging at me. Jeremiah, too, has received a call from the Lord, even though he is quite young, and there are some other clues in the book that suggest that he is possibly only 12 or 13 years old. So when he says he's a boy, he's not just being modest. He's not trained, he's not prepared, and nothing he has done has earned him this call. And so Jeremiah resists. And he says, I don't know how to speak. I'm only a boy. And that's the kind of thing that we all say when we are faced with a task that we're afraid of. We say things like, it's beyond me. I'm not worthy. I don't have any experience for that. And sometimes when we are faced with something that feels like a call from God, we compare ourselves negatively with the biblical characters. And we think, well, if God called Moses, he must have had the skills necessary. I'm not like that. God can't expect much from me. I'm just a boy. I'm just a girl. I am untrained in these things. But you know what God says in response to Jeremiah? Don't give me that. Don't say I'm just a boy. Because it's not about you and what you know or what you don't know. It's about me, God. And you will do what I enable you to do. You will say what I empower you to say. That's what God said to Jeremiah. Do you think God might sometimes say that to us? Jeremiah's mission turns out to be to speak the word of the Lord, no matter what that word is, and whether people like what he's saying or not. And there's a pretty good chance that they won't like it, because God's word through Jeremiah is that he's going to pluck up and pull down, destroy and overthrow, all of which are verbs that are kind of hard to hear. They're all pretty negative verbs. And what is going to be plucked up and destroyed? It is the kingdom of Judah. That is the first part of Jeremiah's commission, to preach that the kingdom of Judah will be destroyed and overthrown. This is a very specific time that Jeremiah is preaching to, the reign of the last kings of Judah, and the last few years before the people of God are carried into captivity in Babylon. So So those are some of the political reasons underlying what God has to say here. But there are some theological reasons. The theological reasons is the people have fallen away from God. And Jeremiah is called to speak a word of judgment to them, to call them to account, to warn them of the consequences. If necessary, God will be involved in their downfall. If necessary, God will be involved to bring about a change of heart in them. Because that's all God really wants, is a change of heart. God is not turning Jeremiah into a prophet of destruction for the sake of destruction. God wants to restore the people to right relationship with God and with one another. Did you remember the last few words of Jeremiah's commission? Jeremiah was told that he is also going to build and to plant. Not only is he going to speak about destruction as necessary, he's going to be speaking about restoration. And it is the word of the Lord that will speak all these things in Jeremiah and through Jeremiah. God says, "Today I have put my words in your mouth." And this reminds us, I think, of the continuing importance of the word of God to the church. Our faith is grounded in the word of God. And I mean not only the word of God as found in Scripture, but the word of God that we know in Jesus Christ. Both we call the word of the Lord. And we may know God through God's work in creation. We may know God through the Spirit's work in forming a community among us, through relationships of love and service. But without the word of the Lord, without Scripture, without Christ, our knowledge of God is incomplete. God gives us stories of the Bible, God's word, somehow new and fresh in every age to guide us. God says to Jeremiah, "You're going to go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you." Because it's God's word that makes us who we are as a people of faith. It's God's word that calls us and directs us. And we're not going to all experience the same kind of call as Jeremiah. But God does call all sorts of people to all sorts of roles and responsibilities. So I'd like you all to think, how is God calling you? A call is definitely not just about church professionals. It is not about ordination to ministry of word and sacrament. A call comes to a boy of 13, Jeremiah. It comes to the fisherman, Peter. It comes to a fugitive criminal named Moses, and it comes to an enemy of Christ's named Saul. Calls come to people who believe they are just meant from the beginning of time, meant to be parents. Calls come to people who view military service as their vocation. Calls come to teachers, to caregivers, to retirees. Calls from God come in all walks of life. I have a quote from St. Augustine on my wall at home. And this quote says, "O Lord, you have struck my heart with your word, and I loved you." The word of God has been foundational for my ministry, and I trust that the word of God will continue to be foundational in this congregation long after I'm gone. Because if we don't pay attention to God's word speaking to us and in us, the ministry of the church will lack power and direction. Like God's call to Jeremiah, God's call to us is located very specifically in time. And God calls us, invites us to listen carefully to what is it that God wants us to be doing in this day and age, in this community. and characters who serve as, who receive a call in the Bible can serve as guides to us. They receive a mission to do something. So as we read about them, let their story or their character take us by the hand and guide us, lead us on. None of us is Jeremiah, and yet here we are. Here we are, called by God, with God's word on our lips and in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.